T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We got Nick Schroer, a state representative and soon to be senator, I would venture to say, sir. Welcome into the studio.
Yeah, we showed up on Tuesday and whooped ass, so that's all I'm excited about.
Congratulations on that. And Rick Pogan here with you, of course, who backed you through all this. Good to see you, brother.
Hey, it's good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. That was a nice surprise. I love the hat, by the way. Make Missouri great again.
We brought you one.
I saw that. Yeah, thank you for that.
Hair. I mean, with perfect hair, you don't need a hat like that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So, big win, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, huge. We fought the establishment. We fought all hundreds of thousands of dollars that came in from the liberal left-wing lobbyists right at the last minute. That's where you hear no show. You hear all of the people that are effective, myself, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Curtis Trent, Ben Brown. All of us are millennials, and we're fighters. And that's where you saw this liberal money coming in, smearing us the same exact way. The little boy that cried wolf. You know, he was right in the end, but the liberals never are. So that's why we were excited. 58% of the vote. People came out. They want a conservative fighter. So now let's get back to work.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the argument we have been making for a while now that we have to get people who do what they say and say what they do when they get to Jeff City, right?
Right.
Because that hadn't been the case. And I obviously have talked to Igel and Onder and all these guys about it for so long. Jim Lemke had been working to get people down there who are going to go do what they say they would do.
Yeah. You know, that's something that kind of pushed me into politics. And I got to know Rick back in 2016. Turns out we're actually related through the Irish side. So that's another story. But, you know, we were fed up with the status quo, the politicians that would only come around during election season, make you these promises. And I made a promise that we were going to take on the abortion industry. We ended up passing. It was my bill, despite the mailers that said somebody else did it. My bill, House Bill 126, was the one that had the trigger law. And we were the first state with the now Republican winner for a U.S. Senate. Eric Schmidt, the attorney general, we became the first state to outlaw abortion, protecting our law enforcement officers. We got that done last year with Senator Igel. But things like tax cuts, personal property tax, getting rid of that, getting the indoctrination out of our schools, getting this woke garbage out of our curriculum, those are things that the people want to see. And I can guarantee you we're going to spearhead it this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love that. And Rick, you put your money where your mouth is. I mean, the 1776 PAC, getting people involved to back these candidates. I mean, that you can't say enough about that.
No,
honest.
Well,
thank
we,
you.
You know, we started the 1776 PAC with our founding fathers in mind. You know, we believe in the Constitution. We believe in freedom. And with all the craziness, and nobody speaks it as eloquently as Nick, with all the nonsense going on, the craziness, you know, you can do things. And as a business owner, you know, I decided and we have some great people on board. As you know,
right.
Tim Jones is our senior advisor.
Chad Hansen
is our treasurer. Tom Shaw worked his tail off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Tom Shaw and Little Maddie. They were the all-stars here.
The little dog. Yeah, he carries everywhere.
Little Maddie. But, you know, we decided to become active because there's a point in your life where you get to where you have to step in and do something and you can't complain anymore. It doesn't do any good to complain. You know, and you have to fight fire with fire. And we decided to do that. We had a really good night. Missouri had a really good night Tuesday. And all the people he mentioned before, Curtis Trent, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, all these people, Ben Brown. We need to come up with some kind of, I'm a marketing
guy. Four horsemen.
Something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to be Ric Flair if we're the four horsemen.
So anyways, it's very important to become active.
Yeah.
And that's really all this is about. The 1776 PAC is, you know, we have a few victories under our belts, people we supported. Now we're just really going to try and do what we can to help the state of Missouri and help St. Charles County.
I know you'll be depressed that Squad is already taken.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
You can't use that one.
I had to cross that one off my list.
That's a dirty word now.
I know.
Yeah, Cori Bush and all of it. But that's, you know, why we need these conservative fighters, because the Democrat craziness is becoming out of control. And, you know, you're seeing this push that we need to include all this woke gender stuff in first and second grade. We've got parents that are griping that their kids are coming home saying, I hate the color of my skin. I'm ashamed to be the color that I am. I'm ashamed to be American. And that's not what our founding fathers intended. That's not what our education system was built to do. It was built to preserve our nation by sending these kids into the next generation, preparing them to take on this world.
Yeah. Nick Shore and Rick Pogue in studio with me right now. Here's what I love. This is encouraging to me because for so long, as somebody who's been on the radio and been in media for years, I just banged my head against the wall at the ineffectiveness of conservatives to get their message out there, right? Because you're usually constrained by the fact that you're going to have to find a conservative media outlet. People are going to have to pay attention. And finally, we're getting some traction, some money put behind it. Thank you, Rick, for working on that. And we first saw this come to fruition during these school board elections back in the spring. And now I'm encouraged because I know a lot of the people, and a lot of them in St. Charles County and Francis Howe District and all that, they're already hard at work for next spring's election. And that's what you got to do. You got to start early. You got to plan. You got to find candidates like Nick and others around the state who are going to go out and get elected and make a difference.
Yeah. Well, I think with Ken Gontars and Francis Howe families, and you've got the St. Charles County Parents Association. Yeah, I think that the silver lining in COVID was that it opened up a lot of people's eyes and all this woke garbage was exposed and it woke up a lot of parents. So now these parents are awake. They are furious. They're running for school board. And yeah, that's where our focus shifts to now. The local elections, school board, trying to get fighters that are going to stand up to the establishment, to the NEA, to all of these people from D.C. that are trying to tell us here in Missouri how we should educate our kids. It's time to stand up. It's time to fight.
Well, so what's your agenda when you get down to Jeff City in January? Now, I'm jumping ahead of November. Oh, yeah. I think you're going to win Senate District 2, but what's your agenda? What do you got? I mean, how about keeping men out of girls' sports?
Well, that's one of the things that I think we need to push forward is school reform. And I think school choice, all-encompassing, is going to fix this. A free market to where your money follows your kids to the institution that's best going to suit them.
Yeah.
That's going to change all of this stuff. But yeah, we got to get the woke garbage out of our schools. Get men out of women's sports. That's something that should have been done last year. Tax cuts, that's another one, with getting rid of personal property tax, phasing out real estate tax, and making this a safer city. I mean, St. Louis is the gem of Missouri. It should be. It's the economic generator. We need to back our police. We need to take state control back of the police so we can start protecting the citizens here.
Well, we've talked a little bit about, obviously, what Nick wants to do and his victory and what it took to get him there. I want to talk. Can you guys hang around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me get to a break here real quick.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.